Yep, into the 90s, especially tomorrow and Sunday. And so keep everybody, you, your kids, your pets, keep everybody hydrated, hydrated, hydrated. 72 degrees right now at 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. It's always a pleasure to meet people doing this show. Oftentimes they're very well known. Sometimes they aren't known at all. So that was the case 15 years ago, at least to us. We didn't really know who Lisa Diggs was, but her idea seemed to be a very good one. She had this idea of reminding all of us to buy Michigan products, to buy Michigan now, and to help all the small businesses in Michigan that were peddling great products and services, and that we should take a look at them first before looking elsewhere. Lisa Diggs, the founder of Buy Michigan Now, I cannot believe that that was on this program some 15 years ago.
You and me both. Good thing I'm, you know, still only about 10 years older than that.
Well, you started this program in grade school, so good for you. You've worn well, and it's worn well, and boy, has it ever grown to be this big festival for downtown Northville.
Yes, and we've been without it for, you know, a couple of years, so we're very excited to be returning this weekend.
Oh, I bet. I bet. This will be, out of the 15th anniversary of starting this whole concept, your 12th festival, and you got quite a lineup. It looks like a lot of fun. All this from your idea to try to remind people to buy local. Remind us how that even came about, if you would, Lisa.
I didn't think we were going to have a worse economy than we had back in 2007 when I started it, but you know how here we are. So this concept is more important now probably than ever. I just was looking for a way to be a part of the change when I saw how tough things were getting. And so I started thinking, well, you know what, I got to pay attention to where my dollars are going. So I did some research, and the more I did research, the more passionate I got about telling other people about it, and then everybody wanted a copy of my research so they didn't have to do their own, and I thought, there ought to be a website for that. And that sort of started it, and then as soon as the website got up, about a week later, Governor Granholm's office called and said she wants to talk about your campaign on her weekly radio address, and I thought, huh, I have a campaign, and there you go.
And the rest is her story. Her
exactly.
Story, yes, all right. So tell us now specifically about the festival, the Buy Michigan Now Festival, that begins today from 4 till 8 p.m., tomorrow 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Where exactly is it? All in the downtown Northville, I guess. But
We're going to be on Main and Center Streets in downtown Northville. So right, Northville's enclosed with a social district on a couple of those streets, but we're going to go a little bit further than that so it'll encompass that whole area. And yeah, there's going to be over 100 businesses out there with, you know, almost entirely small businesses who are educating people on their products and services. We've got some really cool companies that we've never had before. There's actually, if you've been before, you're going to see a lot of different vendors this year because after the pandemic, there were a lot of changes. So there's a lot of new products that we haven't seen at this event before either, which is great. And then we decided to bring the entertainment to the street, right down to the people. So there'll be juggling and yo-yo artists and obviously great musicians and all kinds of fun stuff, a kids zone with activities. We're partnering with STEMville for STEM-related activities, and USA Hockey will be doing some fun stuff with a slapshot hockey game and bringing some fun surprises out as well.
And that entertainment can break out at any time, as I understand it. You never know when you might run into a juggler or a stilt walker or a magician or other whimsical.
That is exactly right. We just thought, you know, I guess we felt like we wanted a party after 2 years of waiting, and so we decided to create a little bit of a party atmosphere and sort of leave the stage behind for the most part, although there will be a fun show on Friday night with Crazy Craig, the juggler. But other than that, yeah, we wanted to just bring it to the streets and just help people have a good time. We've all earned a good time. And it is going to be a little warm this weekend, but fortunately we'll have plenty of refreshing Faygo, the official pop of our festival.
Oh, excellent. The official pop, Faygo. That's good for you. And it is absolutely one of those things you bring the entire family. So for the littlest ones, there's the Kid Zone presented by USA Hockey in Stemville. That'll be located on North Center Street, where the kids can play games, do arts and crafts, get their faces painted, meet the reigning Miss Michigan, Melissa Bayron or Byrand, on Saturday, tomorrow, from noon till 3. You've got the ability for folks to pick up some wonderful summer reads, meet the writers and illustrators through the Michigan Authors Showcase, presented by The Ville. Attendance and parking is absolutely free, thanks to your generous support from Begonia Brothers, Faygo, Little Diablo, Salsa, Stemville, USA Hockey, The Ville, Northville Square, Northville Downtown Development Authority. It sounds fabulous. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. And other than being very hot, and that's okay as long as you keep hydrated, and I suggest a little water mixed in with that Faygo pop, some water
for
too.
For sure. Also, but, some nice air-conditioned restaurants to step into if you want to.
Which will be necessary. But otherwise, I would say, Lisa Diggs, you picked a great weekend. Weather-wise, I think it's going to be just fine.
I think it is, too. And it's by Michigan Week, which is why we do it at this time of year. And, you know, one of the reasons we work so hard with our sponsors to make sure that everything is free is because we want people to spend money with these companies. So, you know, even if all you can do right now is a $5 jar of salsa, this is the place to do it. Come down and spend a little Michigan money and help these businesses to thrive and survive.
God bless you for that, Lisa. And it's spend a little of your hard-earned money to help other people who are working hard that are in the same boat as you, but in Michigan, and they've got a business that they've put a lot on, and, you know, they've made a lot of sacrifices, and this gives them an opportunity to shine because of your idea, Lisa Diggs, some 15 years ago as the founder of Buy Michigan Now. And for people who want more information, it's pretty simple. Go to buymichigannow.com. BuyMichiganNow.com. Just remember, it starts today, 4 till 8 p.m., tomorrow 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you're looking at the heart of downtown Northville, and you've just heard from the founder, Lisa Diggs. Congratulations, Lisa.
Thanks, Paul W. Great to talk to you.
Always great talking to you, even if it's maybe only once a year, but we've been doing it now for 15 years. Thanks so much, Lisa.
All right. Take care.
You too. We continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, Friday morning edition on News Talk 760 WJR.